Well done. That was impressive.
Yeah, so pleased. Coming to Millwall on a Tuesday night, it tests the resolve and the character of any team. And said to the lads before we went out tonight that, you know, it's kind of a benchmark game tonight because this is the place, Millwall away, where you've got to stand up as a man and be counted. And, you know, exactly what we expected the game to be like, it was. You have to deal with their style of play, the direct play up to two front men, the second balls, and the crowd appealing for everything, every single decision, about eight penalty appeals they appeal for, and none of them was penalties. And I just thought we were great tonight. We stood up. I just felt after the goal, we probably switched off for 5-10 minutes, started playing short, square passes, inviting them to presses, and that they got in the ascendancy for a period. But, you know, real good performance tonight, solid throughout the team.
Two great finishes as well.
Yeah, I mean, Sammy, I was two minds whether to start him tonight because he cramped up on Saturday, but in training yesterday he looked really bright and really positive and just felt he deserved another crack at it. And it was a fantastic goal. And big David Wheater, that's a great finish. But, you know, Wheats has been so close, you know, in every game. You can go through our set plays, headers cleared off the line. Keshi blocked one in his first game on the line. So many nearly goals for him. So you could feel it was coming. And, you know, pleased for the big man because he was absolutely colossus tonight along with Beavers.
Yeah, and you've had a good week and you've got another big game on the way now.
Yeah. Got a little bit of a break towards that before we meet Bury now, and you know, that's important because, you know, after tonight other teams will play at the weekend, and you know, yeah, we wanted to go into that a Monday night game in good spirits, and we certainly do.
Is that the most pleasing or the most satisfying win of the season, Phil?
Yeah, I think so, because these were in the playoff final last year. They've had a slow start, but they've still got more or less, apart from Beavers, the team which got them there. They've got the best, the most potent front two really in the league in terms of the goals that they've got. And we knew it was going to be a really stern test for us tonight, but we've come through it with flying colours.
You had a few of the old Millwall brigade, but Mark Beavers was getting pelters at one point. Credit though to the Wanderers fans who completely balanced that out. They were right behind him today.
Yeah, that's what you want, you know, when you're a player coming back to your own club. I said to him before the game, what kind of reception do you think you get? He said, I'm not sure. I said, I'm sure they're going to boo you every time you touch the ball, so be ready for it. And Mark's supporters were great because you know, they kind of responded to that and gave him a great ovation at the end, because when you've been at a club a long time like Mark, you know, it means a lot. And you know, once those handshakes have gone out the way, and when you first arrive at the ground, you've got to focus on what you've got to do, and he was immense tonight.